It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Andrew Blum is one of the featured authors at this year's Bookfest PA. His book, Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet, gives a behind-the-scenes look at how and where the internet works. Here's Amanda Minchin with her review.
I confess that for a 24-year-old, I'm not particularly tech-savvy. Though I've grown up in the computer age, my troubleshooting skills end at turning things off and then back on again. Sometimes I throw in a smack for good measure. Thankfully, I've discovered my simple technique may not be far off. Did you know there are engineers who do the same thing? Literally flip a switch to turn internet access on and off, but on an industrial scale? Have I lost you? If so, you should pick up Andrew Blum's Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet. Yes, it is a journey because this book is actually a travelogue. Blum maps out the physical internet, the wires, cables, boxes, and systems that comprise the infinite world we explore with clicks of our mouse. The book asks the question, is the internet just a network of computers, or is it an actual definitive place? And if the internet is a compilation of facts, then who creates and distributes the information? First, Blum describes geographical locations that host the cables and powerhouse processors that run the internet. He starts at government and university levels and continues with commercial ventures from basements to glorified steel storage sheds. He then describes the physical parts of these locations that allow the internet to function. Multiple networks run through the same wires, and companies rent out different working aspects of these wires. The information is then organized and sent in the right direction by different processors and routers across the globe. Blum says the internet is more like the trucks on the highway than the highway itself. One truck or company may own the fiber optic cables, while another owns or rents the bandwidth. These companies compete, but also have to work together. Another aspect of the tangible internet is the human interactions necessary for development and maintenance. Blum reveals key figures and complicated relationships. The mix of companies and their interaction sound like the description of a typical high school. There's everything from the cool kids to the nerds. There are actually conventions where everyone from the head of Google to the backroom engineer at Cisco get together under one roof. The idea is everyone is interconnected. The success of this book is its ability to reach both the technologically brilliant and those who still need the occasional help opening an email. Though, word of warning, those who are less tech-savvy like myself may find some of the lingo a bit dry. But Blum does make an effort to keep things interesting. He recounts comical stories amidst his more technical descriptions and doesn't take himself too seriously. In fact, Blum was inspired to write this book when a squirrel chewed through his internet cables. For readers who wish to follow the yellow fiber optic cable lined road further, Tubes will be featured as a part of Bookfest PA during the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts and State College next month.
That book is Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet by Andrew Blum, published by Echo. Our reviewer is Amanda Minchin from State College. She's an advanced senior technician at BioLife Plasma Services. Minchin is part of the Nittany Valley Writers Network. She writes fiction in her free time. Blum and other Bookfest PA writers will be signing books and giving talks in State College on July 13th. For more information about Blum and Bookfest PA events, visit wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.